AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is reversing another Trump policy. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's regarding who can serve in the military.
The president has signed an order overturning a Trump administration policy that largely barred transgender individuals from serving. The order immediately prohibits any service member from being forced out of the military because of their gender identity.
What I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform.
Donald Trump had caught the Pentagon off guard during his first year in office by ordering the ban via tweet. Today's order says the military's better off when all qualified Americans are allowed to serve. New Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin backs the change and was in the Oval Office as the order was signed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is reimposing some coronavirus-related travel restrictions. This is Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Beginning tomorrow, international travelers to the United States must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days of travel to airlines prior to departure.
Coronavirus deaths and cases are still high, but the numbers are going down across the country. California is lifting regional stay-at-home orders. Vaccine supply is still an issue around the country. Israel Rocha is Cook County Health CEO in Chicago.
We fully expect that all available Cook County Health appointment slots booked will be booked in at least the first day, and on the opening of a microsite in our call center today at noon. And we know that this will be disappointing and frustrating.
The Justice Department's watchdog will start investigating whether anyone who worked at the department or used to work there made any attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The Supreme Court ordered an end to lawsuits over whether Donald Trump illegally profited off his presidency, saying the cases are moot now that Donald Trump is no longer in office. This is AP News. Arizona State University is naming its film school after Sidney Poitier.
Arizona State President Michael M. Crow says Sidney Poitier's story is about a person who found a way, and the school wants to help young people find their ways. The school is expanding its existing film program with physical resources and online study. It will move to a new facility in downtown Mesa in 2022 and in a new center in Los Angeles. Poitier's daughter Beverly says her father, who is 93, is doing well and is honored the film school will be named for him. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The mayor of Tampa, Florida, Jane Castor, made two predictions for the new year.
One, we would have a Super Bowl. We weren't real sure what that would look like with COVID and the attendance availability, but we would have a Super Bowl. And number two was that Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to be in that Super Bowl.
She got it right. The Bucs will play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.